Action.
Got it. And resume. Boom. Again.
Sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
just Where's the snare was the first
song we're
doing
it,
you know?
Nervous.
Like, Okay. I am.
Okay. Thank you, Carrie Hamilton. Work for me. Appreciate it, my brother.
Hey, buddy.
So, Joshua, thank you for watching. Lito, thank you for watching. Let's run the show. Mitchell Kilby here in the house, an NYC dancer. So tell us your story. The question was,
I told him that when he was talking to us, I realized that he has some kind of accent too. So I asked him where he's from.
Newcastle, Australia.
And Windy City.
Oh, Windy City.
No, no? Chicago.
He's a funny guy, so this is gonna be fun.
Okay, question for you, my brother.
I asked him, like, how did he end up in New York? Is that what you were?
Yeah, like, okay first of all, at what age and when do you find out that you wanted to become a dancer?
Okay.
Last question.
I started dancing a little bit when I was 12, like, dabbled in it. When I started high school, 13, I was in a show, Starstruck, and it basically takes all the schools, high schools, primary schools, from around the region. I don't remember the number of schools, but it's pretty massive. Some people travel an hour, and one big show for a week in the Newcastle Entertainment Center. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty, it was exciting. It was the best time of the year. And I got into the boys' dance group there, and the dance teacher at my high school, Newcastle High, you're not supposed to be in the show unless you dance at the high school, and I didn't know that, so I went around. But if you show any interest as a male in dance, a teacher's going to suck you up. And so from that day on, I was dancing in my high school. That was Maria Morks, and she taught me many different things: ballet, jazz, basic tap. There was some Tuesdays when I didn't even go to class. I was just all day dancing, rehearsing, you know.
Oh.
Some days the classes, dance wasn't that popular. It would just be me and her, like privates. I called her Auntie Morksy.
Like Billy Elliot!
You know,
Billy Elliot of Australia.
And I thank her. Maria Morks was what made me go towards in this direction. Like she, I could not
She
thank
saw
her.
That you had some talent and...
And we just, you know, we just bond, you know, Auntie Morksy, I remember I whipped her with a towel, you know, she was messing with, like, she was more than just a teacher, she was
family.
Someone that I thank her very much. If you see this,
if you're watching,
thank you.
We thank you for making this guy who is right now a great dancer, friend of mine, and now a friend of my wife. So, question number two, Maria, what you got?
So, what made you want to come to New York City or leave Australia?
Yeah, why New York City and not like Paris or
Canada,
or Peru or Guatemala or I don't know. Come on, there has to be schools there too. Don't discriminate, man.
I know the Antarctica Ballet never called me back.
So yeah, why New York?
So I did in my final year of high school, 12th grade, I did school by correspondence. So I went full time. Ballet training at the Marie Walton Modern Dance Academy. That's now the National Institute of something. But Marie Walton Modern was our teacher, and she's a very good teacher. And she helped me convince my parents that I could do ballet all day, every day, and do my homework at night.
You know, but did your parents respond to that?
She helped me convince them, yes.
It was tough, I'm sure.
Were your parents okay with you being a dancer?
Mom and dad, whatever you want to do. My brother is a professional circus performer. He works for a circus.
Circus.
It's the accent.
We are very entertaining people right now.
So our parents let us do whatever we want. You know, I became a ballet dancer.
Oh, that's right.
My brother became a circus performer, and he's amazing. Like, you think what ballet's like? You watch
yours?
Whoa, they got a lot more health insurance. Let me tell
that's
you.
Crazy,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take the time right now. Hold this.
Thank you.
To actually bring to you, my dear friend, Mitchell Kilby, as a dancer, because we put a little clip together. He hasn't seen it yet, so. You're gonna get to watch it now, so it's a little bit clip of his things. Yeah, man, his life thing is hard for me. So all the performance that he has put together here in the States, and then you're gonna get to see it, and then we're gonna talk in the future what he's doing right now.
Exactly.
And then what is his plans for the future. So let me just play this clip for Facebook. Mama, this is your kid dancing for all your friends. So
we kind of left that question in the middle.
Which one?
Like how he decided to come here and not to Machu Picchu.
Well, he took a plane, I think.
Oh.
Sorry, that was a joke. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, babe. Anyway, if you have any questions here that you want to let my friend know, let me know. Instagram, thank you very much, Michelle, for checking that she said we can hear you. Thank you. But the problem was in Facebook. So, Facebook, how are we doing? Hey, mother! My mother is here, Mitchell. She's a big fan. Mama, gracias por ver el show. Gracias por ver el show. Mitchell, my friend from... Oh, I can't talk to her in English. El amigo mío de Joffrey, madre. Fuimos para la escuela juntos. Thank you for seeing the show.
Sí.
It's hard to speak in two languages. Anyway.
Three, you're Australian too. I don't understand circus.
Let me. She got jokes. Man, Maria, respect the guest,
come
Maria.
Come alive. Come alive.
Come
today.
On. Like, love it. You gotta respect the guest, babe.
Yeah, like, you're on
Mojo. Just do like this, like the hell. Like, you understand it. That's it. Then you just go like, what circus? Oh, it's a circus. Come on, anyway. So,
okay, play the video.
Guys.
Before we start talking about the further details, we can just watch
Yes, let me play the video very quick
dance.
Here. What do you think about that?
Thank you so much, bud. I really appreciate it. That was
no, man. My pleasure, my brother. So,
thank you.
I funny story it. About this show.
He wanted a different music for that.
I thought the soundtrack should be I Come From The Land Down Under. I thought that would have been really hilarious.
It would be great.
Especially with the kilt. I just think it just would have tied the whole
but
thing together.
No, you know why? Because this is a serious channel, people.
And he wanted to say hi to his friend that he did the little do-si-do thing there.
What's his name?
Josh.
Josh! Hello, Josh! By the way,
we
really love that clip. You guys rock it. Seriously, I love it. That was the... I love that clip.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, let me just throw something very quick here. I don't wanna make this show about me because it's about Mitchell. But you know, in that show, The Last Blue Bear, I was really hurt. Okay, I was really hurt, Facebook. Because they didn't cast me. Anything. So, I was really upset. I'll tell you why. Because it was a Sleeping Beauty, right? This guy get blooper. Yeah, it was better than me doing those beats. I couldn't do that. And then, you know, they didn't cast me in anything and they gave me this role. You know, it was really...
Don't
I'm sorry. I'm going to go to the point. So, they made some shit up and they told me that I was. No, I got it right here. Thank you.
You're good.
They told me that I'm Sleeping Beauty brother. That was my role. But you know what? I did the shit out of this role. I really stole the show. You cannot really see because in the video they filmed him, they didn't film me. But I found a photo of my role, and you wanna I wanna share it with you right now. Because I feel like it's worth watching.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Let me just put it here. I'm gonna cover myself right there. So, guys, you're gonna see what I'm in the show. And look at my face. So ready? This is what I made me play in that show. Mitchell, congratulations, you did a beautiful job. You know, I'm sorry you couldn't see my performance because you were dancing.
I thought she was our only child, but
you know, I'm busy. You were dancing and getting all the glory, and I was in the back. Anyway, shut up. Show that photo. That's me! Right here.
You look great, baby. You look great.
That was ridiculous, okay?
Was that like real hair or was that your hair?
No, that's like wig. That's the same show that we're dancing. He get to be the star and get to be the guy that wearing the funny wig. But you know, laugh. Anyway, I thought that was funny to show. I found that I was cracking. That's
hilarious. There's no small parts, only small dances.
Thank you.
Well, but he didn't dance, I thought.
He didn't dance, but you know, some people remember the brother of Sleeping Beauty. Because in the real tales.
That's true.
Anyway, so let's go with the show. Thank you for watching. Instagram, I'm sorry I couldn't show you the photo, but yeah, that's hilarious, man. Anyway.
You look good.
Emery James! Oh my god.
Nice video, Mitchell. Joshua said. Thank you, Joshua.
That is your friend?
Carrie Hamilton is my friend. One of my best friends. Josh is my other best friend. They're family to me. They're both family. He's my roommate. I live with that guy. Carrie, I was the witness for his wedding, and I love him to death. They're both family.
Family.
I keep my friends close.
Hello, Nani. Thank you for watching.
Nani. Thank you for watching. I appreciate you being here. So let's keep going. I have a question that I was thinking while I was playing that funny photo. Did you ever get picked in school because you were trying to dance? Meaning, did you get bullied? Did you get picked on? Yes.
Oh, of course.
How do you manage to like overcome that?
I think I had a nickname for a little bit in high school towards Dancing Queen.
The Dancing Queen.
And, you know, it would upset you a little bit. And now I'm like, yes, thank you very much. I am the Dancing Queen. Like, that's... So
if you're taking a different perspective, in a different mindset, it's actually like a compliment, you know?
And when people pick on you like that, I mean, you know that they're just dealing with their own insecurities, they're unhappy, and who said it? Paul Mercurio? When you go to football, which, you know, I'm not dissing football, but you get changed in a locker room full of 20 other guys. When you
That's
go
true.
To ballerina, you're in 20 other girls. You tell me which, you know, like, who are you picking on? What are you trying to do?
I gotta tell you something. Funny story. When I was in school, you know, I'm straight, Mitchell's straight. I got many, many gay friends and very good people. You know, I don't want to offend anybody. But for a straight guy, sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable.
But
for me, it's
probably uncomfortable for a gay person. For everybody,
I'm like kind of like a teenager, you know, about your body and things, and then I used to go to the toilet to change.
Really? You feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, now I don't care. Now I'm good, you know, it's fine. But back in the day, I was kind of like changing in the little room there because I was afraid to change in front of everybody. Anyway, that's a stupid boy thing.
I'm kind of known to just walk around with my...
He's
out the dressing room.
He's a very...
And people, you know, tell me to put clothes on, and I'm like, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't look, if you're not interested, anyone needs to speak up. Like,
yes,
true.
New York City.
You don't have to look there, but yeah, it's all you've seen one, you've seen most of them.
So yeah, I mean.
So yeah, I think when I asked that question, we had no sound at the beginning. So you were saying that you auditioned for like...
So I went full-time ballet in my 12th grade of school. I did correspondence, so they send me the work.
Okay.
I do it, send it back. And I did
ballet. You'll
pass away. Through the mail, yeah. Classic.
No videos back then.
No Facebook.
No, I don't even imagine what they do now in my position. But yeah, but...
wow, I'm gonna think about that later.
Yeah, they probably do it by this.
I mean, you got an hour, like, homeschool, but that's not even that.
So right here, I made an audition video, I sent it out. I got into Joffrey, I think Chicago, Washington, I don't even remember, Canada even got me back, like Antarctica Ballet, they never called me. And then I, New York City, I was like, it's New York City, man, it's kind of a mecca for dance.
Pretty much.
You know. So, quick hello to Kenny Thomas and Julio Cesar Castro. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you
for watching the show. We appreciate you. Ballet Popular with the fantastic and amazing, y grandioso, y increíble bailarín, Michelle Kibbil.
Wow.
See, I translate my people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, another question for you. What is the most difficult thing that you have to encounter as a dancer in your career? That you are like, man, that was crazy. Does that make sense?
The rejection.
Mm.
You have to get really used to rejection.
But if you
take it as rejection, it's going to break you down.
That's true.
If you take it at, well, maybe did I really want that job, or that's just not meant for me? You know, there's other ways to look at it. But the constant, you know, if you're auditioning like anything in the performing arts, you're going to get a lot of no's. But that's okay. You know, you just got to write, that's the business. And that's really, that takes a long time to get used to. That takes a long time to adjust to. But that's never going to change. So it's about adjusting your mind a little bit, a little degrees the other way to see a life, you know what I mean?
But there's great dancers, you know, you're in the school with some dancers that are great, like, oh, this girl is gonna make it, she's so talented and everything, and then you find out 5 years later they never stopped, they never did anything with dancing, they decided to go a very different way, and then sometimes because of their mentality they were not strong enough to
you find every time you go up from high school to college or a dance school to professional level to a higher professional level, it's like a filter, and it knocks down the week.
Yeah.
You know, there's eight, now there's four, now there's two.
Pretty much.
It breaks it down. So
really,
if you're not in there, again, you, as you get older, you adapt your reasons. But if you're not in it for the right reason for yourself, it's not going to work out. That's why many dancers are talented, but if they were very talented from a young age, they've been given everything, and then they get in a room full of other talented people that have worked really, they find that, oh, I can't be given this, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, it filters away the people that don't have a true passion from themselves for any form of performing, or arts in general, but performing arts, I think.
That was heavy, my brother.
That is right, yeah.
That was heavy.
Yes, mama.
So,
my mom is there.
Hello, Miss Elena. Miss Elena is Maria's mother.
Hello.
Thank you for watching the show. Me, Mitchell. Mitchell, Elena.
How do I say hello in Greece?
Yasu.
Yasu, mama. Yasu.
Yasu, mama.
Anyway, so yeah, that's also talking about the rejection, you know, like in this channel, we talk a lot about that. We did a few shows back in the day talking about, you know, the audition process and everything that goes through. And what he says is so true. I believe that maybe from that big group of boys that were in Joffrey, maybe 4 or 5 actually continue doing this. The other ones, I don't know what they're doing, maybe they just give it up. But what he says is so true, like, it will be filtered. How many?
There was 6 of us living in my apartment. I had Matt. Love you, Matthew.
Matthew!
Kyle.
You don't even remember me.
Love you, Kyle.
Kyle, I remember you. I hope you remember me.
We had RJ, rest in peace, buddy.
RJ, yes, he passed.
Vincent and Jacob.
Whatever happened to Zachary? Zach, wouldn't he living with you? The guy with the curly hair? Zachary, with the glasses?
Oh, I'd never met him. That was right before I came.
Oh, never.
I'm out of it.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He was living in our apartment.
Yeah. He went back.
I think he's doing some sign things.
I don't know.
He's not dancing anymore.
Yeah, no, his parents. Yeah, yes.
Anyway, Zachary, I remember you. Your mother was very kind to me too.
Yeah.
Sending you off and you watching.
She was.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
His father is a scientist. He's a technological guy. He invented the automatic answering machine. You know the software that you like press one if you wanna ta ta ta.
Oh, that's why I can't get through to anybody when I have a problem with something?
He made that. Yes. Thank you, Sakura.
That's why I have to get rid. I just did it.
Thanks. So who else is watching? Elena, say hello. Thank you guys for watching.
Hi to everybody.
So yes.
What was the first job that you landed and you're like, finally,
nice,
I'm making this happen finally, you know?
My parents gave me 1 year to come here and figure it out or come home and make, you know, work very hard at Joffrey and...
Because you have to deal with your paperwork too, right? You know,
yeah.
We'll go down in a second.
So I had an F1 visa, a student visa. It all does tie in together. I did have an F1 student visa for 2 years and I was really scared about not getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I was able to stay in the country once after, you know, like, or just stay at Joffrey forever, which... can do. I had this dream that I would get hired by somebody.
Yep.
And it was a woman. I remember the dream very clearly. She had blonde hair. I got hired by Diana Byer for New York Theatre Ballet, not blonde hair. But I was close. You know, but I had a feeling, I had a dream about it. And I got hired in I started September 2006 with New York Theatre Ballet. I was there for 12 years.
Wow.
So I just left October last year. 12 years is enough. I did my time. But that enabled me to get an O-1 visa, which is an extraordinary ability in arts, sports, or science.
Yeah.
And so that enabled me to...
He's extraordinary, guys.
For you to know pretty much is the artist visa, the famous artist visa that everyone wants.
But anything,
he
arts,
got it.
Arts, sports, or science.
Yes.
You know, that's... get a good lawyer, you'll get out.
Get a good lawyer, yeah.
I know somebody, give me a call. and then from that, I was with New York Theatre Ballet about 7 years, and then you have an O-1 visa for, I think it's 3 years, 3 or 4,
yeah, something like, yeah.
You can apply for a green card. Mm-hmm. And I did, after 7, I applied for a green card. I have a green card now, so I was able to have more freedom.
Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you.
No, for real. Because that's a big,
yeah, that's a
accomplishment
big deal
in this country.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
the most difficult thing.
But instead of, like, a lot of people I went to school with, that they have a house and they have a car, I have a green card. Like, that was where my investment went. That was where my...
That sounds so much better. I have a car. I have a house. I have a green card.
But they also have a beautiful... You know, they have a house
in
Australia. They have the big... Like, it just depends what you wanted. But that's what I achieved with my... you know...
Power.
Lower to mid-20s. Like, that was... I didn't need to own a house or need to own a car.
Yeah, that was not your dream.
A car.
That's what's crazy. Like, in my case, I remember that my struggle was in papers. Because, you know... My father was here, so he allows me to come here. I came to this country with a green card. People didn't know, but when we went to school, I was very good. My worries were like to be better dancer. Like, that was my concern. That was always crazy, like trying to throw myself. And you know, what I'm trying to say is that you can see somebody else's struggles.
Yeah.
And to compare it to yours, it's like, you know, even though I have it easy, I was a horrible dancer. I didn't have turnout, I have nothing. So I have to work really hard to get what I am right now. So when I hear you, it's like, you probably have to work even more than me because you have to get better as a dancer and also figure out how to land these jobs so you can get this. So man, my respect for
that. That was my biggest stress for 2 years. Oh my, the anxiety I felt every night. Like, that was why I, you know, we were required to take 4 classes a day.
Yeah.
I took 5. One day I took 6. I took Francesca Corkle.
You know, she's
the 6 o'clock class.
You know, she's there no more.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, I thought you were going to say something.
No, she's still, that's our teacher. But she's...
Put her hand on that right now.
Get a tea. She's good. She's good. But the thing is that I feel... I think she... They let her go. I don't know the details.
Oh, yeah. My God. Francesca Coco, it was the bomb.
She was the craziest.
Oh, she...
It's good?
Oh, my God. She would be on her little jazz shoes, little pink jazz shoes. And this one's about here, like... You could throw her through the ceiling. Like, you could throw... She's tight.
She was...
But, bam! She would demonstrate everything.
I'll be right back.
Thing, and she was...
She was like the prima ballerina of Joffrey.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, she was in Joffrey. She was in the company about 15 or something.
I think I have a 4. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Let me get my right.
Oh,
God.
I guess she does. She was a diva
before the ballet diva was. She was.
Wow.
Man, there's a video of her. She does like,
I think a double
point and stops and does another. She was a turning master, like, and she demonstrated. You know, you're like, who's this old lady? She demonstrated everything. The hips are square, like just
perfect.
Yeah, she'd have a little pink jazz shoes on. And when she'd do demi, she'd go up to like full point.
Oh my god.
But she's not on point shoes.
Yeah.
Like that's not how strong this. Oh god.
She like you, dude. She don't like me. Nobody liked me, Joffrey, man. Like
nobody liked you, baby. I'm sorry.
I was too rebel. Maybe
well,
they,
she was.
Maybe
she challenged you.
Maybe
she,
no.
She challenged you to like, you know, she.
What happened
she
was.
She tested
like,
waters. She knew what she was doing.
I think she didn't know my she
around.
Didn't understand my English. That's right. Okay, come to you, carry on with the show.
Anyway, yeah.
I didn't
want to
get this photo because it's funny.
I have one funny story about her. Remember Billy?
Billy
Blanken, if you see what? Love you too, baby.
Billy, yeah.
So we were in class one day and Francesca gave like a jeté. But not like a soda shower, like a traditional up and over. And they just don't look good on someone with my hamstrings.
Uh-huh.
And so
okay.
I turned around to Billy and I said, I might as well bend over and spread my mm-hmms, because that's how good that's gonna look. And I didn't know this. And Billy told me years later that I said that and she heard. And she had to turn around because she was laughing. And that was like that was an amazing story that
she was trying to be discreet about it, but
I made her laugh!
You're gonna look, this is Francesca when she was young.
Very nice.
What's this book?
This is Dance World 1972.
Alright.
Let me show you a photo.
I'm not a big reader, but you got pictures, so
let me show you a photo. You can borrow it though. But let me show who we're talking about to these people. Okay, Instagram first. Right there. Francesca Carco. Right there, can you see in the Facebook? Francesca Carco. Did I show it right?
I think so.
Anyway,
well, it's something behind, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, yeah, that's our teacher.
But she was amazing. She was amazing, you know, if you ever want to take class at Joffrey after I got a job, she goes, my door is always open. You know, and I went back and took a couple of times, so my door is always open. I was like,
oh
my god.
It's always good if you find a teacher that you can go back to, you know, and...
She tested you, because she'd been through it. She was there in the heydays.
She really liked me.
But there was a reason why.
She was.
But she was the testing, and it depends how you reacted, but there was always a passion for the true art and for you, but you had to have a... similar sense for the art.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it might just come off as being mean or hateful, but it was not. It was just testing the waters. It was filtering.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look. That's Francesca right here.
Oh man, there's a great video. We've got to look it down, look it up, and you can.
That'd be cool to have her here, man.
We can download it, or we can get it somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, but this is just about Mitch. We'll have Francesca another time.
Yes.
People are signing out.
Okay. So, question. Go ahead.
What are you going to ask about what you're doing now?
Go ahead. Well, yeah, let's talk about that.
And now, what are you currently working?
So, now I'm a super.
Super,
which is a fancy word for extra, apparently.
Well, it's part of the cast, okay? It's a job. It's doing what he...
They said we're super, so it feels good. It's for the Lehman Trilogy. That's Park Avenue Armory.
Okay.
Park Avenue Armory.
And it's...
I've been there. It's really nice.
It's... Yeah. Auditions?
No, I danced there once.
The theater's beautiful.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my god. The capabilities they have is incredible.
It was like a fundraising event or something like that. Yeah, but it was like...
It's amazing, yeah. So that's
we look so young. Sorry, I'm just looking at ourselves.
So that's a good show. It's a big production.
and it's, I'm just very fortunate to be a part of it.
So can the people that are watching, you know,
like when is it playing, so they can come and see
it? It's the Lehman Trilogy. So it's about the Lehman Brothers. It starts in the 1845, 1850, somewhere there, where they, one brother came over, the others, they started a store down in Alabama, and it evolved to cotton industry and kept evolving until it became the bank that was part of the crash in 2008, 2009.
Oh. Yeah. So, go check it out.
But it's very, very amazing. The actors are incredible.
So do you sing as well?
In the shower, okay. Yeah. On the
in general, the show you have to sing?
No. It's not a musical.
It's a play.
Yeah, no, it's a play.
The abs.
Yeah, it's a three-man play for most of it. There is some music, there's a live pianist. If you look up the actors, you will know them from English TV show, American TV show, Sam Mendes was the director who did the last two James Bonds, American Beauty. It's
so,
you know, it's
with the big people.
It's big show.
It's not, no, I'm very little, but very, I feel very fortunate to be part of that.
Come on, brother! You're the star. You're the best super in that show. They should be super happy to have you. Come on, man!
I'm starting a show next week. It's called Ballet Unpopular. So check my website out.
With this one.
Anything else you wanna mention?
Anything you wanna add?
You have some stuff, right?
Wanna say hello to some people?
Oh god, no, there's so many. Thank you for everyone. If anyone's watching, thank you for everyone that's ever helped me out, and give me a call and I will help you out anytime.
That's what I'm talking about, Mitchell.
All day. Some of the Sally Wilson, rest in peace. Thank you. Lance Westergaard, not enough love in the world. Jemsy Dulap, rest in peace. Jim Sutton, you're the man. I love you. Keith Michaels, thank you. Sarah Stackhouse, thank you very much. Alex Vasquez Demings, mwah, mwah, mwah. My mother and my father.
Okay. We waited for that one.
And let's not forget, Todd, love you too, my brother.
Oh, okay.
Brother, hello from New York City.
Hello, brother.
So we're about to go out of the air very soon, but before, we got something for a special guest.
Yes.
Do not move. I'll be right back.
We have a little surprise for you.
So my brother, this is for you from Maria and I. I hope you enjoy it. Open it up and show it to anybody.
In a Christmas wrapper.
Yeah, it's okay. Ba 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 bang. Ba da da da.
Lift it up.
So you are technically being
Ballet.
Yes! Just what I wanted!
BB, man! BB! Okay? First show, Ballet Popular sweater. Man, come on, don't worry about it. That's for you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
You're the best, thank you.
We love you very much. Anyway.
Thank you, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
How's your schedule?
Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on. How's your schedule, man?
You have like all
every
this
free time.
You busy. Or you have some time to do some stuff around?
Yeah, I teach.
Oh, you teach?
How would you like to be part of a movie?
A pirate
movie.
Like an adult pirate movie? Because I'm down.
No. Like,
oh,
like,
a dancing pirate movie.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm down for that too.
Okay, you hear
we
it?
Found our
so, right here. Mitchell is going to be reunited with Ibrahim and we're gonna dance together in another project, damn it!
Baby!
I'm sorry, I get excited.
We did really well. I thought that we were gonna throw a lot more.
No, we polite people here, okay?
Yeah, we did not drop any bombs today. That was good.
I know, it was pretty good.
I didn't think we could do it.
Because you know what? In our ballet it's a role that I've been thinking a lot, so you know when I reconnected with Mitchell, I said, man, we could just do something together. I talked to Maria about it. So I'll talk to him about the details so he'd be part of this crazy thing that we're doing. Why not, man? And you better wear that shirt.
Right now?
No, 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 no. You wear the shirt, take a photo, okay. And then tag us, okay?
So you'll probably see him in the next rehearsal sometime.
Yes, he's gonna come down to be part of it. We have to figure out if he can come down with the schedule, but we'll make it happen. So yeah, I want you to be part of the thing we're doing, man.
Very happy to know. I love what you guys are doing.
We have a deal.
You know, you're making your own thing. If they weren't open the door for you, you build your own house.
Bam. Bingo! So here, guys, Ballet Popular, helping you build your passion and influence through dance. You see, that's the catchphrase that we make.
You're pushing the pirate, it's gonna...
Through dance!
Yeah, so, you know, guys, yes. Thank you for watching. This is the first episode of New York City Dancers. So, guys, this is a call out to all my friends from Joffrey back in the day. If you happen to watch this video, you see Mitchell here, and you know Mitchell, whatever, when he reposts this show, and you wanna come over, it'd be really fun to have, no, just Mitchell, like, few of the guys together, come and just go live and have a blast. I have extra chairs, okay?
Yeah, so we bought extra chairs.
We can buy a pizza, whatever, and we just talk about dance, because I feel people need to know about dance and the difficulties. So, Mitchell, a final thought. Anybody that is watching this that might be struggling with a visa, with maybe finding a job, what advice would you give them? And if it's anything that you could say for them to just continue in the journey?
Talk to other people, talk to older people that have been through it, because they will help you. If you're a good person, they will give you a good lawyer, they will hook you up, because they've already been through it. The other, and don't stress. Don't worry about it. You know, you have to worry and stress, but don't let it take over your whole mental being. It's not worth it, because it will be okay in the end. And if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Till next
time.
Until next time, love yourselves and love each other.
So, you know, I feel like I'm going to bring this guy to co-host the show when I can't do it. If I have to do something, he could be the co-host.
Yeah. I hope Jerry Springer doesn't try to sue.
No, don't worry about it. It's okay. So, well, this is has been an amazing experience, a lot of memories. I wish you guys can see this, because we talked so much before the show, but it was fun. So first thing we want to do, thank you everybody on Instagram that was watching with us. Michelle, Alex, Tara, thank you for watching. And who else is here? It's a lot of people here. No, it's the same people.
Hey, the same people.
Yes. Kano, One Table, thank you for watching, my friend. Appreciate you. And who else? And everybody else that is going to watch during the day. Lito, thank you for watching. We love you very much. Mitchell Kilbill. Oh, man, guess what?
And everybody
here. Mitchell Kilbill. I've been called that before.
Nice Mitchell Kilbill, Maria Cupari, and Ibrahim Perez. Thank you for watching. Signing out from New York City. Something else?
The city that takes a lot of naps.
Bingo.
Well, he's ready for his nap.
So, we're signing out in Instagram. Have a good day.
Ciao, Instagram.
Okay, and Facebook, sorry.
And Facebook too. Thank you, guys. Carrie, my sister, Lito, my mom, Joshua, Carrie, your mom, Gladys, your dad, Noni,
Katie, Julio, Elena. Thank you for watching. We appreciate
Maria.
You. And we wish you a wonderful day.
Good night, guys. He's ready for his nap.
Mitchell!
He's
ready. Oh, he's gone. Thank you for watching. Goodbye. Signing. Out.
Is he really sleeping?
He's just being funny. Anyway, yeah.
It's called acting.
He's a really good actor, right?
Anyway, so guys, for sure, if you want to go check out.
You can say cut.
Yeah, cut. We gotta go. So, yeah, one more thing. Make sure to go down and check that show. We're gonna go check it out, so we're gonna see it too. Anyway, love you from New York. We gotta go. It's hot in here.
Sounds good. See you next week.